Welcome, everyone, and you've just popped in to The Good Stuff, and we have a lot of good stuff to share, so we're really happy that you're here.
I have some things about church and pastors and those kind of things. What do you have?
I have one, too.
Oh, well, then we'll share
like
those.
Like mine's.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture in general. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? Well, what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all of that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. All right, Kim, you go first.
Okay, so this pastor passes a shop, and in the window of the shop is a sign that says, Christian horse for sale.
Christian horse, okay.
Christian horse, yeah. So being that the pastor also owned a large ranch, he was immediately interested, and he went into the shop. The owner took the pastor out to the back where he saw a beautiful Arabian stallion. He agreed to allow the pastor to take a test run. The pastor grabbed the reins, giddy up. The horse ignored him. No, no, counseled the owner. This is a Christian horse. If you want him to move, you must say, praise the Lord. The pastor did as he was told, and the horse started off on a leisurely walk. However, he soon found that the horse would not stop. He won't answer to whoa, said the owner. It's amen. The pastor decided that he liked the horse, so he bought him and took him home to his ranch in the country. He saddled the horse up again, said, praise the Lord, and went riding into the countryside. Suddenly, the horse saw a rattlesnake crossing the path. Frightened, he reared and bolted straight for a cliff. The pastor cried, whoa, but the horse only ran faster. In vain, he tried one word after another. Finally, he remembered the correct command and screamed, amen, just as the horse approached the edge of the cliff. The pastor was so thrilled that his life had been saved that he raised his hands to the sky and shouted, praise the Lord.
Oh, no. Whoa. No. Yeah. All right. Well, it seems to be, I guess we're in the Lenten season, right?
Yes.
So pastor stories, I guess.
Yeah.
Seems that there were two evil brothers. They were rich and they used their money to keep their ways from the public eye. They even attended the same church and looked to be perfect Christians. Then their pastor retired and a new one was hired. Not only could he see right through the brother's deception, but he also spoke well and true, and the church started to swell in numbers. A fundraising campaign was started to build a new assembly hall. All of a sudden, one of the brothers died. The remaining brother sought out the new pastor the day before the funeral and handed him a check for the amount needed to finish paying for the new building. "I only have one condition," he said. "At his funeral, you must say my brother was a saint." The pastor gave his word and deposited the check. The next day at the funeral, the pastor did not hold back. "He was an evil man," he said. "He cheated on his wife and abused his family. After going on in this vein for a small time, he concluded with, but compared to his brother, he was a saint." That might have backfired.
I think that did backfire. That wasn't his plan at all. I'll bet you anything that was not his plan. I have a poem, Mike, author unknown. It's called Measure of Importance. Someday when you're feeling important, someday when your ego's in bloom, someday when you're feeling you're the most important man in the room, take a bucket and fill it with water. Stick your hand in up to the wrist. Pull it out and the hole will remain. It's measure of how much you'll be missed. You may splash all you wish when you enter, stir the water around galore, but you find when you finally leave it, it's exactly the same as before. So as you follow your daily agenda, always do the best that you can. Be proud of yourself, but remember, there is no indispensable man. Measure of Importance, author unknown, certainly left an impact on me.
All right, Kim, I was going to finish things up today with some signs that you might be a rancher.
Okay.
I'll share a few of these. These might spread out over a few programs coming up. So you may be a rancher if your dog rides in the truck more than your wife. You might be a rancher if you convince your wife that an overnight, out-of-state trip, four parts, is a vacation. You wear specific hats to farm sales, livestock auctions, customer appreciation suppers, and vacations.
Yeah.
Okay. You have ever had to wash off in the backyard with a garden hose before your wife would let you in the house. Also, you've never thrown away a five-gallon bucket. How many of those are around?
Those are good.
A couple of more of those. You have used baling wire to attach a license plate. And finally, you have used a chainsaw to remodel your house. You may be a rancher.
You know, those are so funny. It makes me wonder who's watching.
That's true. Thanks for listening, everyone. Tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff on your local station.